This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The top FBI agent in Colorado says while there are no specific widespread threats to ballot boxes or polling centers in the state so far this year, they're remaining vigilant that this week goes smoothly. Mark McCallick is the special agent in charge.
I'd say the range of threats the FBI is responsible for has expanded, not just specific to this election, but just all the different things we're responsible for. But specific to Colorado, I would just reinforce that there's been a series of trainings and workshops and preparation ahead of this election process. So the right people are talking and collaborating and sharing intelligence.
The FBI will put up a command post in Denver next week, or rather this week, to monitor elections and security across the state. Local law enforcement tells CPR News it's been quiet in the state, except for some minor isolated incidents. Meanwhile, officials say elections are running smoothly in many counties around Colorado, despite the recent voting machine password leak at the Secretary of State's office. Teller and Crowley counties in southern Colorado are among those where voting equipment and software were recently updated. Crowley County Clerk Melinda Carter says things are going well there.
I have one machine that we kept after we refreshed our equipment that we were going to use as a backup if needed. That machine, the password was compromised, but we don't plan on using it, so we're not directly affected.
Delta and Hinsdale counties also recently updated equipment and are not affected. Colorado Springs has released the results of an independent study of concert noise levels recording during recent shows at the new Ford Amphitheater. The city's new music venue has been mired in controversy over noise since its summer opening. Results show sound levels recorded during three October concerts were within planned sound limits. Still, officials plan to install more noise reduction measures.